Sukkabar Kei Mishnaches. Chalios Yom Echad Lahafsik Bein Taim. If it would come out that there was one day that was mafsik between Shabbos and the rest of the week. So the example would be like the Rav explains that the first day of Yontif fell out on a Monday, the second day of the week. Or let's say the last day of Yontif fell out on Thursday. So there was one day between Yontif and Shabbos. Mishmer Shazmanu Kavua Noitel Eser Chalois Vamisakiv Noitel Shtaim. So the Mishmer that was there designated to be for that week and that Shabbos, they would take out of the 12 chalos of the Lechem Haponim, they would take 10, Vamisakev, and the ones that were tarrying there, meaning the ones that, let's say, Yontif ended on a Thursday, and then there are those that just decided to stay there because it was only one day to travel wherever they had to travel, so they just stayed in Yerushalayim for not just Friday, but they stayed there obviously Friday and then Shabbos. So they would take 2 out of the 12 portions. Uvishayim Oysashana, and any other day of the year, meaning the regular cases of the Mishmaros that would be there for that week, Hanichnas Notel Sheish, this is the normal circumstance, the Mishmar that was leaving, because the Mishmaros would change right during the day on Shabbos. So Hanichnas Notel Sheish, the one that was entering, would take 6, Vayetzi Notel Sheish, and the one that was leaving also took 6 of the chalos. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Hanichnas Noitel Sheva Vayetzi Noitel Chamesh. Rabbi Yehuda says that the one that was entering would take 7 portions. Vayetzi Noitel Chamesh, the one that was from the previous week and now was leaving, they took 5 out of the 12 chalos. Why is that? So the one that was taking 7 was sort of really doing the job for the one that was leaving, because the one that was leaving opened the gates in the morning and they should have locked it at night. But the one that was coming in are going to lock the gates at night after Shabbos. So for that schar, they would take extra chalos, according to Rabbi Yehuda. But the Rav says, Allah is not like Rabbi Yehuda on this. Mishnah continues, Hanichnasin cholkin betzafin vayoytzin bedarim. The ones that were entering, which means the new Mishmar, they would divide up their chala in the north of the Mizbeach, betzafin, which is the main part, that's where the Kodshei Kedoshim are shechted, Vayotzim Bedarim, and the ones that were leaving from the previous week, when they would divide up and eat their challah, they would do that in the south, to show that it wasn't the Iker because they were leaving. Bilga, Liolam Cholekis Bedarim. The Mishmar called Bilga, even when they would be the Mishmar that was entering, they would always divide up their challah in the south and eat it there, because it was a Genai, because we're going to soon say what happened. Vitabota Kvua, and the ring that they would use to shecht the animals, they had rings on the floor, and they would pull up the ring that was connected to the floor by all the other Mishmaros, and then they would stick the animal's head in the ring. However, the Mishmar of Bilga, their ring, was stuck to the floor. You couldn't pull it up to insert the animal's head into it, and they always had to borrow one of the other Mishmaros' rings when they needed to shecht an animal. So this is another disadvantage that they had. The Chalonos Sesuma. And in the chamber of the Khalifos, they used to put and hide everybody's knives. Sounds almost like a locker. And their locker was shut. They couldn't use it, so they always had to borrow other people's lockers. And this is all done for a gnai because of a maisa that happened. Like the Gemara explains, the Rab brings, the Rabbanan made a knas on them because Miriam Bas Bilga, she was the daughter of Bilga, the head of this Mishmar, that when the Yevonim came to the Heichol, she spoke very disparagingly towards the Mizbeach, intending to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How can HaKadosh Baruch Hu stand by when this is happening while the Mizbeach still just takes karbonos? It was a chutzpahdika way to speak. And when the Chum heard this, they did all of these things. They took away a lot of the family's rights. The question was, what does that have to do with the family? So the Teretz is that if she was saying these things, she obviously heard it from her father. And because this came from her father, who's the head of the Mishmar, they punished the whole Mishpacha. As the concept goes, Oy l'Rasha, Oy l'Shcheno. And Tov l'Tzadik, Tov l'Shcheno. Salik Mesaches Sukkah.